Hey, so this is the Bubba Barton Show. Today's episode, please do not call me a salesman. Listen to the ad about Anchor. I'll be right back. Hello, this is the Bubba Barton, and welcome back to the Bubba Barton Show. Yeah, I say the Bubba Barton. I mean, that's not part of my name. My name is Bubba Barton, but I am the only Bubba Barton. I mean, really, if anybody else is out there trying to pass off that name, they are fake. I am the original. That's where it all starts. So welcome back to my show, and what we're going to do today is I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I do not like being labeled a salesperson, salesman. At work, and I'll tell you why. Okay, yes, it's true. I can talk to people and I can explain things to them the way they need them to, you know, be explained to them, so that they understand what is going on. That's the difference between myself and a salesman. A salesman is going to try to con you out of your money. I do not really need your money. I mean, I get paid well enough to do my job on a day-to-day function that I can survive. I have enough income coming into my house that I'm not hurting for your money. So when you do come through, you know, somewhere like where I work, don't think that everybody's there just to get your money. That term salesman is just not the best thing in the world to use for anyone, you know, in my opinion. Yeah, there are some salesmen out there. I'm not a salesman. And I get labeled this all the time because of the pitches that I give whenever I'm at work. And you know, what I do, it's a physical job, but it's also a very mental job. Not only do I have to be able to perform the functions that I do whenever the cars come through there, I have to be able to, you know, mentally break down everything and explain it to each individual in a span of about 7 minutes. It's kind of weird. You know, you meet somebody for the first time, they've never brought their car to you, and you know, they're from out of town, and you say, well, you need this and this and this. And they look at you like, well, I don't believe you. And that's the reason why most of these people in my field, they are labeled salesmen, because a lot of the stigma around the places where I work, you know, I work at an oil change shop. A lot of the stigma is that they only want my money. They only want my money. They only want my money. Period. The end. That's it. We don't care about your car, blah, 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 blah. That's what people think. Okay. Now, that's not true. I've been doing this job off and on for about 15 years. I really do like my job. I get up every day and I go to work, and I'm gonna be honest, man, I play with cars all day long. I remember, you know, being 8 years old, I was pushing the little Hot Wheels cars on the floor, and you know, playing with them, making sound, like, you know, the motor's going. I'm gonna be, you know, I mean, here's the thing. I do love cars. I love working on cars. I do not like mechanical. I hate doing anything big, and I try to do stuff and I get in over my head and I don't like to finish it and blah, blah, you know, shit just sits around. That sometimes that does happen. But where I am now, you know, what I do is, you know, I greet you at the car. Hey, how you doing? You want an oil change? All that jazz. And then I pull the car in and we do the oil change. What I do and what people do whenever they're in my position, you know, like at the other Speedies, and even some Jiffy Lubes are really good at it. Take Five's actually got a, you know, decent service rider hood tech program where they train their people. What I do is whenever I up the hood and we're entering all the information and we're doing the vacuum cleaning and the tires, I check your fluids. I check your power steering if it's on the car. We check your air filter, your transmission fluid, your oil level before we even drain the car. We're going to look at all the hoses, the belts. That's what we do. And, you know, the whole time we're checking all of your fluids, from power steering to coolant, transmission fluid, everything, brake fluid. And what we're doing is we're looking at the fluid and we're determining, you know, how long it has been in the car. All fluid breaks down. All fluid breaks down. It doesn't matter what anybody else tells you. Power steering fluid does break down. It does, because if it didn't break down, it wouldn't turn color. That's period. That's grade one stuff, man. I mean, if fluid didn't break down, it would stay that bright red or that bright gold color or that green color for its entire life. Fluid breaks down. That's why you have to do the services that we recommend, okay? Now, whenever I'm at work, I look at all this stuff and I'm going over everything and I'm looking at your service history if I have anything. If you haven't been there before, we don't have anything on your car. It would help everybody, you know, if you just brought stuff in and stuff like that. But all right, so back, I'm getting off track. Anyway, so I'm not technically a salesman. That's why I'm explaining my job to you. So I work the hoods and I check all this stuff. You know, I might do the tires or vacuum clean, go grab another car and pull it in the shop and help out. That's what all of us do. So whenever we get the little work order, we have a little checklist and we go down it and we make sure that we check all this stuff. When we bring you out to the car, we're not trying to sell you anything, okay? At least not at the shop I work at, okay? When I bring you out to the car, my whole mission is to educate you about the stuff that's going on with your vehicle while it's in front of me, while I have your attention to where I can talk to you and try to hopefully get you to understand. I'm going to explain the power steering system, the fuel system service. I'm going to explain the transmission. I'm going to explain everything that I need you to understand to where you can take care of your car. My whole goal is that, you know, you're going to want to come back there so that we can keep maintaining your car, because it's what really is. It's maintenance, and you have to maintain everything. Everything breaks down. Everything needs maintenance. You got to replace your air filter and your air conditioning right here at the house. I mean, that's just, that's common sense. You know, everything needs maintaining. So whenever we do this and we give you our little spiel about what's going on, we're not trying to sell you anything. We're really just trying to go ahead and tell you, hey, if you take care of this stuff, you're not going to have these problems later on down the road. It's more susceptible to breaking down if you do not do the maintenance than it is if you continuously just do what you're supposed to do at the mileage intervals. And you really are supposed to change the fluid before it changes colors. That's why it changes colors, because it breaks down. Now, if you do the transmission service one time and the fluid was already dark, it's not going to be bright red the one time. You're going to have to do it again. And I'm talking about, you know, tomorrow. You know, you do one today, don't do it tomorrow. Do it, you know, half the distance between the service interval. So if you're at 60,000 miles and it said you were supposed to do it at 45, you do it again at, I don't know, let's just for the sake of argument, let's say 70, okay? So you do it the next 25,000 miles, right, and you get it done. Or yeah, 25,000 miles, and you get it done. That way your fluid continuously gets changed and it's going to stay that bright red color, or the gold color, or the green color that they're putting in transmissions now. We're not trying to sell you anything. We are actually trying to maintain your vehicle. That's why I hate being called a salesman. Now, I get called a great salesman all the time. I'm pretty good. You know, I've sold cars before whenever I was a teenager. I'm old now. I'm 37. I'm not old. I'm 37. I'm about to midlife, I feel. You know, I'm almost there. I probably got another maybe 8 years before I'm at midlife. Yeah, I can call that. That'd be all right. So I'm not just going to sit there and try to sell you a bunch of stuff. And the people that I work with, we're not going to do that. Most of the speedies in the area, they're not going to do that. They don't need your money that badly. We're not going to lie to you. If we tell you it's due, it's due. So the term salesman, to me, just really dampens my spirits whenever somebody's, oh, you're a great salesman. I really try to be a service advisor. And I joke a lot of times with my boss, my manager, Adam, and my boss, you know, the owner. I joke with them and I joke with my customers all the time. You know, they say, oh, you know, you're pretty good at sales. Well, you know, I'm just trying to be the best service advisor I can be. I do not like being, you know, called a salesman, just because I can talk to somebody and they can understand what I'm trying to put in, you know, the words and show them what's going on with the story that I tell them, you know, about their car. The words describe what's going on. That's a story. So that's what I do. I tell you what's going on with your car and I describe it in a way that you can understand me. And that's where any hood tech and, you know, working in the position that I'm working, you've got to quit looking at it as it's a sales job. It's not. It's really not. It's a service job. If you put these customers first, they're going to come back. They're going to want to come back to you. They're going to want you to go ahead and work on their car. They're going to do everything that you tell them to do because you're being honest with them and you're not just trying to sell them a product. And that's where a lot of people just fall short on what they're doing. They try to sell the product. Yeah, I'm gonna get the sale in and you're going to buy what I'm telling you to buy because it's the truth and you need it. But the product's not what I'm selling you. Every time I talk to you, whenever you come through that shop, wherever I'm working on the street, or if I'm trying to make a connection about this podcast, because I really need help with this podcast, y'all, I can only talk to myself so much. So if you want to come on here and promote whatever, I got a website. It's thebubbabarton.com. Go on there. Click on the Bubba Barton Show. It's got a space where you can book it. Now, I've got times all over the map. The crisis right now, you know, a lot of people are on lockdown. My job's slowing down. I've got a little bit of extra days off. We can do it, you know, whenever we book it. What the booking thing is, it's gonna send you an automatic response, and we're gonna communicate by email. We're gonna work out the details of what you want to do and stuff like that. And then what's gonna happen is I'm gonna book a time. We're gonna sit down. We're gonna do the podcast. We're gonna talk about what you want to talk about. I'm gonna drive the conversation while you explain what's going on. We're gonna have some fun. You know, we'll sit down. We'll talk. We'll work some stuff out. And you know, you'll get to promote your thing. And now, the pricing varies. And we'll go through that stuff later. But I can tell you this, if you do a bigger package, you get more, because I've got a lot of media outlets that are, you know, and you tell all your friends, I was on this podcast, man, go ahead and listen to me. Your friends are going to click. Their friends are going to click. My friends are going to click. Everybody's going to start looking at it and listening to this thing. And everybody's going to, you know, get happy and make money and take off, which would be great. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. You're going to hear from Anchor again. That's the only sponsor that I have. And this is very simple. That's why I do not mind plugging. I like plugging things that I believe in. So that's another reason why I'm so good at what I do. I believe in what we do at the shop. Therefore, I can put my best behind it. Anyway, back to Anchor. This podcast platform is really easy. It's like the third one I tried before I actually took off with this one. It goes straight to Spotify, which I like Spotify. You know, I already listen to Spotify. A lot of my music comes from Spotify. It's a great little thing. It's simple. It's even got where you fans can go ahead and leave me messages. And if you leave messages, I'm going to listen to them. Maybe, you know, we can get a topic going and I can input your message. That'd be great. You know, you can hear yourself on the podcast for free if you leave messages. But do not do any plugs. I'm going to tell you right now, if you do a plug on a message, I'm not going to play it unless you pay me my money. I'm an advertising machine. I will sell you if I believe in your product. Give me something to believe in. All right, so we're back. The whole topic today is salesman. It's not a great word in today's society. It's really not. The job I do, I'm not a salesman. Even car salesmen today, they're not salesmen. They're sales associates. They're trying to assist you. That whole terminology has a stigma to it. That's going to be the podcast today. I know the second segment's a little short, but it's going to be my outro. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you know, I'm off all weekend. I'm going to try to catch another podcast or two. So if you have nothing to do, try to schedule it on thebubbabarton.com. Go right to the show's page. I mean, it's got a page on the website. It's The Bubba Barton Show. You click on that little thing on the menu and you go right to the page. Scroll down past the podcast and there's the booking widget. You go ahead and you book your time. Once you book, we're going to go ahead and communicate by email. I do have a 2-day buffer on there. You have to give me 2 days in advance. I'm not a machine. I can't just pop up and do my thing on demand right away. I have to have some time to schedule some things. After all, I do work and I do have a personal life and other things going on. So this is the whole thing. It's a whole media group now. Just remember, you come on my podcast, you're going to get put on the podcast, the website, the Facebook page, the Twitter feed's going to feed out all of your stuff. Everything that we do, just go ahead and call it a this is your marketing campaign, because that's what I'm using it as too. I want to do a lot of things. I want everybody to follow me. Let's get it jumping. Like I said, the next podcast, I'm going to have somebody on here. If anybody's got any ideas, let me know. And I'm talking about all my coworkers. Let me go ahead and mention all of them, because damn it, I'm going to be honest. If it wasn't for the team that I'm working with, I really couldn't do my job to the abilities that I'm able to do them to. So I'm going to go ahead and mention first, I got to start, you know, right where I work. Marcel and Ryan, you guys are great pit guys. They're probably some of the best guys I've worked with, you know, as far as pit guys. They get the cars drained and the filters replaced fast enough to where we have time to do the rest of the stuff and get you in and out quickly. And then we got Lance, Logan, Chris Lick, Chris L. They're all great hood techs. Service advisors. Jay's our mechanic / assistant manager, and he's a great mechanic. I have nothing but good things to say about him. That's why we sell the mechanical work at that shop, because we know we can do it. Let me go backwards one step. Lance is the assistant manager. He's also a service advisor, hood tech. He's really a great guy. He cares a lot about what he does, and it shows in his work. And then you got Adam, who is, Adam's our manager. He's good at what he does. He's great at ordering stuff and telling us what to do and what not to do. The latter is the most important one around that shop, what not to do, because we all, we take care of business in there. We talk stuff and we're grown men. It's aggravating sometimes. And we got tempers and egos, and sometimes that stuff just gets out of hand. But, we got Adam to tell us to pipe down. And last but not least, you got the owner. I'm not going to say his name because I really don't think he wants me to. He's a hell of a guy, and so is his partner, my uncle up there in North Carolina. Not my real uncle. I just call him that. It's kind of funny. So all of those guys I got to give a great shout out to, because they really do help me do the job that I do and do it fairly well. That's my outro. I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to Anchor one more time. Hit me up on Spotify. You can leave messages, voice messages now. If you leave a voice message, and I might use it in the future podcast. If we all talk about different things, you put a message on there, I'm going to get to the topic, right? And then, you'll be heard on a podcast that could potentially go worldwide. I'm hoping you're going to help me blow this thing up. Again, I am The Bubba Barton. Check out TheBubbaBarton.com and, the Facebook page, The Bubba Barton. Also, my blog is still on Blogspot. It's TheBubbaBarton@Blogspot.com. Don't forget, this is The Bubba Barton Show. I'm going to come back tomorrow and try to do something else. Y'all have a great day.